with SRN News. I'm John Scott. For the first time in decades, Lebanon and Israel held direct diplomatic talks. The more than two-hour meeting in Washington today came after more than a month of conflict between Israel and the Iran-backed terrorist group Hezbollah. Yahiel Leiter, Israel's U.S. ambassador, says it was clear Israel and Lebanon are on the same side of the equation.
The Lebanese government made it very clear that they will no longer be occupied by Hezbollah. And Iran has been weakened. Hezbollah is dramatically weakened. This is an opportunity. This is the first time our two countries are sitting together in over three decades. Let's feel the moment. Let's enjoy the moment. And we enjoyed it together.
Lebanon's ambassador to the U.S. called for a ceasefire and to address the humanitarian crisis resulting from the conflict. Secretary of State Marco Rubio called the talks a historic opportunity. Meanwhile, Qatari Foreign Ministry spokesman Majed Al Ansari confirms Pakistan is leading ceasefire discussions with the U.S. and Iran, and Qatar is not directly involved.
We remain, you know, in contact with our brothers in Pakistan who are leading this mediation. As you have seen, there has been a lot of calls and prospective visits from Pakistani officials with Qatari officials, and all of this is within this kind of coordination that the whole region actually is engaging with Pakistan. We applaud the efforts of Pakistan. We support their efforts.
Last weekend, talks between the U.S. and Iran aimed at ending the conflict in Iran failed to produce an agreement. President Trump has suggested a second round of talks could take place in the next couple of days. Wholesale prices surged last month. The Labor Department says its producer price index rose 0.5% from February and 4% from March 2025. This is SRN News. A religious freedom group is concerned about Mozambique.
Persecution of Christians is a terrible problem in many parts of Africa, but Global Christian Relief says the situation in Mozambique is being overlooked by the international community. GCR says other leading countries need to press the government in Maputo to, quote, guarantee the safe return and reintegration of Christian communities displaced by insurgency, particularly in regions afflicted by violence since 2024. The group is urging the Trump administration to tie any aid to Mozambique to the government's willingness to address persecution. Michael Harrington reporting.
Election races for local school boards, long ignored by both voters and journalists, have become big news lately. The races are hotly contested in many states as they have become forums for debates over transgenderism, LGBT books, and religious freedom. This is SRN News. 7-Eleven expects to close hundreds of its convenience stores, Bob Agnew reports.
According to earnings filings published last week, 7-Eleven's North American operator plans to close 645 stores in the 2026 fiscal year. That's far more than the 205 locations it plans to open during that same time frame. The Japan-based parent of the convenience chain noted that the closures, quote, include the conversion to wholesale fuel stores. The latest cuts arrive as higher prices strain consumers around the world, making life harder for retailers as well. Bob Agnew reporting.
The Walt Disney Company has begun layoffs expected to lead to 1,000 job cuts across the country. Now, those cuts expected to fall across the Burbank, California-based company's traditional television businesses, including ESPN, as well as its movie studio, employees in product and technology and in certain corporate functions will also be affected. More details at srnnews.com.